Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Bing has launched a search feature that allows users to find chatbots. WhatsApp video calling has seen huge success since its launch and tablet ownership is falling worldwide. Bing has launched a search feature that allows users to find chatbots. The new feature means that if a user searches for a term such as travel bot, Bing will return a list of all relevant chatbots available to download directly from the search results page. Another example given by Bing is the ability to download a restaurant chatbot in order to find out information such as parking recommendations and asking questions about the menu or available payment methods. The chatbots can be added to multiple messaging platforms, including Skype, Facebook Messenger, Slack, and Telegram. Currently only available in the US city of Seattle, Microsoft has said that it expects the chatbots to be more broadly available in the near future. The company also announced that it's working on developing its own infobot, which uses Wikipedia to gather information, and that developers using Microsoft Bot Framework can now design their own chatbots. WhatsApp's recently launched video calling service is attracting great success after it was announced that the feature now has 1.2 billion users. Its launch near the end of 2016 became notable after it was announced that the video call feature would be optimized for users across the world, not just for those who can afford the most expensive new phones or live in countries with the best cellular networks. The feature has been found to be most popular in markets such as Brazil and India, where a high-speed connection is hard to find and high-end devices are too expensive for most of the population. According to data released by WhatsApp, the feature is used for 340 million minutes each day around the world for 55 million calls. The popularity of the service has led WhatsApp to make video calling a much more prominent feature within its new Android update. Tablet ownership is beginning to fall across the world as smartphone ownership increases. Whilst both devices remained more or less consistent from 2014 to 2015, with tablets being personally owned by 50% of internet users, that number has dropped to 42% in 2016. Research performed by Global Web Index shows that this drop has been accompanied by growth in smartphone use. It's been suggested that the reason behind this change could be that people are using tablets less frequently and then choosing not to replace them. Netflix has stopped its app being available to many Android devices. The app has been blocked if it's detected that the device it is on has been unblocked or rooted. Netflix said that its Android app will no longer work on any devices that are not Google certified or have been altered. Currently, if a user tries to download the app, a message will appear on the screen saying that the app is incompatible with the device. However, previously downloaded apps are reportedly still working. Unblocking an Android device has become commonplace amongst users who wants to either download new updates before the full release or delete pre-installed apps. And finally, the Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba is looking to develop its presence in Brazil by offering shoppers credit facilities. It's hoped that by offering the credit service, the spending power of Brazilian consumers will increase. Whilst the specifics of what these credit services are have not been clarified, Alibaba's CEO Jack Ma said that he wants to invest in e-commerce logistics and inclusive financing, adding that Alibaba had successfully operated in the B2C and B2B markets in Brazil in the past few years. A recent economic turndown in the country has meant that it's been struggling to maintain its high level of growth, but a rise in smartphone use from 19% to 40% since 2014 means that Alibaba may be able to use its mobile experience to grow its presence further. And that's it from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.